This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. The Supreme Court says our region sued the Trump administration too soon over mail-in voting. New York's AG subpoenas Nassau County over its cooperation with ICE. Biologists believe the number of different shark species in Long Island Sound is increasing. Plus, the Shinnecock will get $2 million towards affordable housing. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that Connecticut and New York sued the Trump administration too soon over their mail-in voting executive order. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order in March that, in part, allows the government to prosecute state officials who give ballots to ineligible voters. The Supreme Court didn't actually decide whether that was constitutional. It decided that a coalition of 24 states sued before they had standing. A lower court is still deciding the legality of the order. On CNN, U.S. Senator Chris Murphy says it's an attempt by the president to restrict the vote.
He's going to instruct either Department of Homeland Security or the Postal Service, potentially, to remove people from the voter rolls or to profile people for removal from the voter rolls that are more likely to vote for Democrats.
It's unlikely that the order will be implemented before the midterms, since early voting starts in just weeks. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Long Island Sound is home to a number of different shark species. As the New England News Collaborative's Chris Polanski reports, biologists believe their populations are increasing.
David Molnar is a fisheries biologist with the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, or DEEP. He says the agency collects data on shark sightings via a new app.
Currently, with the reporting app, where anglers, boaters, charter boat captains can report, we believe the populations of some species are increasing slowly.
Those species include brown sharks, sand tiger sharks, and dusky sharks. Molnar says apex predators like sharks are signs of a healthy ecosystem.
Because without that, the ecosystem structure, biodiversity, stability is in jeopardy.
Molnar says there's no cause for alarm.
These shark species do not feed on humans, attack humans. They're primarily fish eaters.
Molnar attributes the increase to fisheries management practices that protect sharks, as well as warming waters. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Chris Polanski.
The New York State Attorney General has subpoenaed Nassau County leaders over their cooperation with federal immigration officials. A new state law took effect today that bans local police from helping ICE deport people over civil violations. Governor Kathy Hochul says Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman is one of two in the state who haven't filed papers about ending their agreements.
No county executive should think that they are above the law in the state of New York.
A spokesperson for Blakeman declined to comment. His office has said the cooperation agreements are an important public safety tool. Hochul says the new law does not stop local police from cooperating on criminal matters involving undocumented immigrants. Coming up, the Shinnecock Tribal Nation gets $2 million to use for affordable housing. That story and more are ahead.
Forget pumpkin spice. We have other plans for September. On September 1st, submissions open for Connecticut Voices, the writing contest from WSHU and the Westport Writers Workshop. The theme is What Haunts You. Write it, polish it, and then send it our way beginning September 1st. There's $250 and a chance to share your story on WSHU waiting for the winner. Get all the details at WSHU.org.
It's not clear if the Sun and Surf Beach Club in Atlantic Beach will reopen this season. A tornado damaged about 50 cabanas there Thursday night, and crews are still working to remove debris. The rare tornado started out as a waterspout over the ocean before moving onto the beach. It left a path of damage 100 yards wide and about a third of a mile long, according to the National Weather Service. Fairfield Animal Control says a coyote has been attacking people and pets in town. Officers say the coyote has attacked dogs of different sizes, including larger dogs, in both residential areas and more wooded areas. They say people should keep their pets on leashes when outside. upgrades are coming to the LIRR's Montauk branch starting next month. The 5:13 p.m. train from Penn Station to Montauk will run year-round instead of summers only. And the Hampton Bays station will get a second platform. Officials say ridership to the East End is up by double digits at some stations. A judge will decide whether to allow the sale of a Waterbury house where a woman allegedly held her stepson in captivity for 20 years. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish has more.
Police say Kimberly Sullivan kept the man locked in the house for most of his life, starting when he was a boy. He's now 33 years old, and police say he has spent most of his life in the house. It sat vacant since 2025 when he started a fire to escape. A probate judge nullified a previous contract to sell the home after he refused to let Sullivan manage her late husband's estate. Now the judge will decide whether to let a Naugatuck woman buy the house for $165,000. Sullivan is facing numerous charges, including two counts of kidnapping. She faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years in prison if convicted. Her attorney says she denies the allegations. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Connecticut's insurance companies once again want to hike rates by double digits. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports. The state's insurance regulators are considering the requests tomorrow.
Anthem wants a nearly 13% rate increase for individual plans next year and a 17% increase for group plans. Connecticut wants to hike individual plans by more than 22%, and United Healthcare wants nearly 19%. State Attorney General William Tong has asked the insurance department to reject the request.
They've got to focus on the underlying cost of healthcare, prescription drugs, what they pay providers and hospitals, and they're not doing that. They're just passing along increases year after year.
He says the requests exceed general economic growth measures.
In the past, we've been able to cut these proposed rate hikes dramatically. We are calling on the insurance department to work with us and to cut them again.
To be approved, the state insurance department must determine that the requests are not excessive, inadequate, or unfairly discriminatory. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
The Shinnecock Tribal Nation is getting $2 million to build affordable housing on its reservation on Long Island. WSHU's Janice Roman reports.
The tribe will get the money through the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York, which is aimed at lower-income dwellings. Newsday reports the Tribal Nation will divide the grant among 25 low-income houses on its Southampton reservation. Each one will get $60,000 to $80,000. They can use the money for mold remediation, electrical panels, roofing repairs, and other improvements. Elderly residents can also use the money for accessibility upgrades and safeguards. The Shinnecock Nation has 230 houses on its reservation. They say they hope to remediate more houses with flood mitigation and damage prevention in the future. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online with our free app, and tune in here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. If you haven't yet, check out our new merch shop over at WSHU.org. Just click on shop to find tees, tanks, hats, mugs, and so much more. And thank you for your support. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.